ever accidentally sent a text to, like, the wrong Steve. Like, Steve from accounting gets your deepest thoughts instead of, you know, your best friend Steve. Easy mistake.
Yeah.
I've done that. But it got me thinking about how we're so connected these days.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't finding someone be as simple as hitting send on a text? Like, what happens when it's not just the wrong Steve, but someone, like, across the world? Different country, different laws, the whole deal.
And that's where it gets interesting.
Right. And that's exactly where today's deep dive takes us, international tracing. You guys sent in this article about Alpha One Legal Services, and they're all about this kind of secretive world of finding people internationally.
Yeah, and it's way more complicated than people think.
So whether you're prepping for that big meeting, boning up on international law, or just, you know, hooked by the whole idea of finding someone across borders, this one's for you. Buckle up, because we're about to see how deep this rabbit hole really goes.
What always gets me is how much we put online, right? But finding someone who doesn't want to be found, whole different story. Your article nailed how tricky that is.
Oh, it totally sets the stage for a detective movie plotline. And Alpha One, from their website, they seem to know that, playing up the mysterious vibe.
Well, let's just say they've got the whole secret agent aesthetic down pat.
But
before we judge the marketing too much, we got to break down WHY. This whole international tracing thing is so complex, it's not just good Googling skills, right? We're talking legal systems, data privacy that changes everywhere you go, even just what's considered, like, public info versus private varies between cultures.
It's like a puzzle where the pieces are scattered across the world and the instructions are in, like, a dozen languages.
Exactly. Think you can find someone in Switzerland? You'd assume bank records are easy access, but nope. Strictest privacy laws around.
Oh, for sure. And that's one country. Imagine that across continents, different languages. Suddenly finding your long-lost cousin is less Ancestry.com and more like full-on James Bond mission.
Exactly. That's where groups like Alpha One say they're the experts. They've got, what, 20-plus years experience on their website? In a niche field, that's something.
It's like picking an experienced Sherpa over someone who just read Into Thin Air, you know? But experience alone doesn't mean they're the best, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
A good guide will tell you the risks, the hard parts, not just promise an easy trek. And that's where Alpha One's site, while fancy looking, gets vague. They brag about this global network, which is key in this line of work.
Yeah, you'd want them connected everywhere, right? Like, what if you need someone on the ground in Argentina or South Korea even?
100%. But they don't say WHO these contacts are, how much access they have, or even if it's ethical in different regions.
Makes you wonder, huh? It's like, trust us, we know people, but like, HOW.
Totally. And with something this sensitive, finding people, maybe even across borders, you want to know they're being upfront about their network. It's not just finding someone, it's doing it right, ethically. Which reminds me, their site stresses legal compliance a lot.
Well, yeah, with all the laws we've talked about, seems basic, right? Any good firm would have to be on top of that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. To their credit, they get how important operating legally is. Even mention a legal team on staff, so they're serious about it. But again, some examples would help. Like, what's their team's specialty? Dealt with extradition, data protection, those international laws. Those details build trust.
It's like saying we speak lawyer, but not showing us they can actually win a case, you know?
Exactly. Speaking of details, those success rates they brag about, 95% success internationally. Sounds amazing, but...
What's success even mean here? Finding the person, getting some info, or just not getting caught themselves? Way too vague.
Right. No clear definition. Those percentages are meaningless. Is it 95% found something, or 95% got exactly what the client wanted, and the other 5%, what happened there?
Like, boasting a 95% success rate at making coffee. Till you learn it just means put hot water on grounds. Technically true, but not the whole story.
Exactly. And when it's someone's life, maybe legal battles, you need more than just, we're probably good. You need honesty, being able to see what you're paying for.
So it's not just the destination, it's the journey indeed who's driving, basically.
100%. Speaking of which, their site does have that 5-step process, starting with consultation and strategy. Makes sense with so many factors.
Yeah, you'd want them to really get what you need, not just a one-size-fits-all plan, right?
Totally. Early stages are key. Gathering info, figuring out how messy it could get, making a plan, experience, that network they're vague about, all comes into play.
So, like, planning a trip, but way more intense. You wouldn't just show up at the airport hoping for the best. You'd want the itinerary, budget, visa stuff all figured out.
Right. And in this world, that itinerary's got legal hurdles, cultural stuff. maybe even unreliable info to deal with.
And probably a lot of waiting for flights, lost luggage. But the souvenir is, hopefully, answers, not some snow globe.
Exactly. Then comes investigation, and that's where it gets even less clear. They mention traditional methods and digital tools, but no details.
Well, part of me gets it. Don't want to give away all the secrets.
Sure, but it also makes it worrisome. What's traditional even mean, following someone? Local contacts. And the digital tools.
Hacking. Facial recognition on security footage. The options are kind of cool, but also kind of creepy. Feels like they're showing us just enough of the spy game to get us interested, but not enough to know if we should be worried.
Yeah, kind of a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
Intriguing, but also, are they hiding something? And that takes us back to the regular updates and final report they mentioned. At least they're saying they'll keep you in the loop.
Okay, yeah. Transparency is key, especially when so much of this feels like it happens in the shadows. But even with updates, if you don't know how they're doing it, you're still trusting them blindly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where you, dear listener, come in. If you ever need this kind of service, you got to be ready to ask the hard questions, the ones Alpha One's website avoids.
So don't just be dazzled by the website, the whole we're global thing.
Right. Dig deeper. What's their record with, like, tough legal cases, cultural differences? How do they deal with those countries where privacy is huge EE? What about making sure they get info ethically?
It's like you wouldn't pick a surgeon just because their website's pretty. You'd want to know how they handle your condition, right? Not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. And here, the stakes are high. You could be finding out secrets, dealing with laws, even affecting people who might not want to be found.
Makes you think, huh? This deep dive went from Law and Order to, like, a John le Carré novel. Intrigue, tough choices, the idea that some info isn't just a Google search away.
That's a great point to end on, because even now, some things stay hidden. Even if finding someone seems easy, it's more than that.
So, to our listeners, next time you need to find someone, something, don't just rely on algorithms. Think about the human side, the context, and ask the right questions, even if the answers are messy.
Because sometimes the most important journeys are the ones that take us off the map, you know?
Yeah.
Where there's more to discover than a simple answer.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into international tracing. Until next time, everyone, stay curious.